Well, I have to make a small correction to our last speaker. Of course, the Lib Dems were not the only parliamentary party to oppose the war. Of course, Plaid Cymru also opposed the war and were stalwart in their opposition to that. And for that reason, it gives me very great pleasure to welcome our next speaker, Jill Evans, who is in fact a Plaid Cymru MEP and an incredibly strong peace campaigner, both in Britain and in Europe. And it's also an extra pleasure for me to welcome Jill, because she is also chair of CND Cymru, Welsh CND. Thank you.
Diolch yn fawr. Rwy'n falch iawn I fod yma heddi gyda cannoedd o bobl eraill o Gymru I ddangos bod y brwydr yma ddim drosodd eto. Mae'r protest yn parhau. I'm very proud to be here today with hundreds of other people from Wales to show that the protest against this unlawful, unnecessary and disastrous war against Iraq is far from over. And I'm proud to represent not only CND Cymru, but Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales, which has stood out, opposed the war, been active in our opposition to the war from day one. And I'm proud too that I have colleagues here from the party, from the House of Commons and from the Welsh Assembly who've been marching with us today. We were dragged into this war on the basis of a lie. The Hutton Inquiry has shown quite clearly now that the Labour government was so determined to attack Iraq and so determined to get majority support for their vote in the House of Commons in March that they tried to fool people into thinking that we were being threatened with weapons of mass destruction. But people weren't fooled then, and we are certainly not fooled now. It was spin and lies and more spin and more lies, and the price of that was thousands of human lives. No weapons of mass destruction had been found. Tony Blair wouldn't listen to the millions of protesters then, but he'll have to listen to us now. The war against Iraq has created massive human, environmental and economic problems for the Middle East. We in CND believe that the United Nations is the only legitimate body to take action on an international level to aid the transition to democracy. But we want a reformed United Nations, true to its aim of saving future generations from the spirit of war. Just look at the United Nations now. Between 1996 and 2000, the permanent members of the Security Council were together responsible for 81% of all arms exports. War is big business for them. Our thoughts in the past few months have concentrated and focused on Iraq and the terrible deaths and destruction that's happening in Iraq. But we do have to remind ourselves too of the increasing effects of this war on us at home. Next year, government support to local authorities will be drastically reduced. We'll have council tax going up and cuts in essential services. We know in Wales that the education budget already is 14 million short of what schools need. So we, as council taxpayers, will be paying for a war that we didn't want. This is the financial cost of Blair's war that we'll be paying for years and years to come. Tony Blair must go now. The occupation of Iraq must end. We want peace and justice for the people of Iraq, of Palestine, Israel, Western Sahara, Afghanistan, people all over the world who don't have basic human rights. That's why the anti-war movement has become a peace and justice movement. We can't separate the issues of war, weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons, from the issue of justice. I've spoken to groups all over Wales who are working internationally in their own local communities. And for the 100,000th year, there are many thousands more at home who are just as angry as us. They might try to ignore us even now, so we have to keep shouting even louder. No more war, no more lies, we want peace and justice.